Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2546, Healthy from the Inside Out, 5 Tips to Get Fit, by Sandra Bilbray with livehappy.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. This is the show where I usually read to you, kind of like an audiobook, but on Sundays, I think it's nice to share an extra episode, and it's from another podcast where we read to you. Today's comes from my brother's show, Optimal Health Daily, talking about getting fit starting from the inside, which is a great fit for this show as well, but it originally ran on Optimal Health Daily. If you'd like more about fitness, nutrition, diet, and pretty much anything health related, you can find Optimal Health Daily wherever you get your podcasts. But that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
Healthy from the Inside Out, 5 Tips to Get Fit, by Sandra Bilbray with livehappy.com. I've spent too much of my life thinking about how much I weigh. My weight bounced up and down in my 20s and 30s. I used food to celebrate and to escape. Food was my comfort and company. I've always loved exercise, but I didn't pay attention to what I ate. Eventually, I learned that my weight had more to do with what was eating at me. The more my self-esteem went up, the more my weight went down. The turning point. I'd look at fit folks and wish I looked like them, but I was more talk than action when it came to actually changing my behavior. Then one day, when I was in my 30s, I saw a picture of myself sitting on a beach in Cape Cod, and my face, arms, and stomach looked huge. I cringed. How I saw myself in my mind and how I looked didn't match. This overweight girl staring back at me wasn't who I wanted to be. The pain of staying the same was suddenly far worse than my fear of failing at losing weight. I immediately decided I at least had to try. Now at the age of 45, I have lost 40 pounds over the course of many years, and I am the fittest I have ever been in my life. As I learned to embrace a healthy lifestyle, I've gained a lot of hard-earned knowledge along the way. 1. Take up an exercise you love. I remember my first jog because it lasted about a minute. It was awful. I could barely breathe. I'd jog for a bit and then walk. What shocked me is how quickly I built up endurance. It took just a couple of months between that first run and a 5K. Now, I can run out the front door and keep running for an hour. I can't live without running. When you are red-faced, dripping with sweat, and you have a sense of exhilaration, there's no doubt you just worked your body, and I love that feeling. When you love an exercise, you don't have to convince yourself to actually do it. Your love might be Zumba, yoga, stand-up paddleboarding, or biking. Try out different forms until you land on a form of exercise you can't live without. 2. Hang around people who have similar goals. Surrounding myself with people who also want a healthy lifestyle makes keeping mine up so much easier. My husband is totally on board with clean eating. He wants healthy smoothies for breakfast and he watches his sugar intake. He's a one glass of wine kind of guy. His healthy habits help influence mine. Our associations really do impact our behavior. I spent a lot of time with a friend and neighbor who is a total fitness enthusiast. We both wear fitness trackers and have a friendly competition about who takes more steps. We run races together, walk our dogs on the trails, and go to strength training classes twice a week. 3. Tell yourself you can have anything. Forget diets. Diets are about deprivation. If I told myself I couldn't have donuts, do you know what I'd want? Yep, donuts. I tell myself I can have whatever I want, just not all the time. This quiets the impulsive, defiant side of me, and now I only eat a donut when I really, really want one. Indulgences are now planned instead of impulse-based. 4. Set rules you can follow. My guiding rule is to eat healthy most of the time. It's an easy rule to follow. I center my family's meals around veggies first and then lean proteins. I keep water nearby all day, every day. I give myself one day a week to skip working out. I plan a healthier dessert for an evening treat because that's the time of day I like to snack the most. But I relax all my rules on the weekends. 5. Make food prep fun. Being busy can be the downfall of healthy eating because it's easy to eat without thinking or grab something quick when you don't have anything planned. Each weekend, I schedule our meals for the week and shop for that meal plan. With Pinterest and healthy websites that promote clean eating, it's easy to find new recipes to try. I often make breakfast, like overnight oats, the night before, so it's ready to go. And I often make healthy salads that we can eat for a few days in a row. Planning our meals for the week opens us up to try new recipes, and it keeps us on course. The best part about being fit and healthy is that I can stop my incessant thinking about my weight. My healthy behaviors have evolved into habits, and now I can spend more time thinking about what my body can do and less about what I look like or what I weigh. A healthy lifestyle means freedom to me. I think about the long term. Perhaps the greatest benefit of my lifestyle as I plan for the future is that it will definitely increase my chances of sticking around as long as possible to enjoy life with my twin daughters and my husband. And for that, I am very thankful. You just listened to the post titled Healthy from the Inside Out, 5 Tips to Get Fit by Sandra Bilbray with livehappy.com.
Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I tell my nutrition students that I eat pizza, donuts, and French fries, they always look up at me with their mouths agape. Their eyes get wide because they think, as a nutrition professor, I would stay away from those things. And I tell them, look, I share this with you because I'm human too. And when you go out there and you talk to your patients or you're dealing with this in your own lives, it's not great to deprive yourself. Then you're just going to want it more. And what kind of life is it if you keep telling yourself you can't do this or you can't have that? And so I love Sandra's tip number 3. Tell yourself you can have anything, but only do so, as she said, when you really, really want that particular thing. It doesn't have to be every day. And I love that Sandra talks about setting herself up for success. She talks about meal planning. She takes the weekend to think about what she and her family are going to eat for the rest of the week. That's something that I'm a huge believer in also. We all are busy, but if we take a moment to just plan one meal, 3 meals, or all 5 for the next week, you're going to feel so much better because you're going to be eating more balanced meals. Why? Because you would have planned them ahead of time. Planning meals ahead of time usually makes them more balanced. And it's not just me saying that. When we look at the research, that's what it says. And then you're going to be less likely on that way home from a stressful day at work to stop and just grab some fast food. Instead, you've already got your meal plan for that evening, and so you're going to hopefully go right home and prepare it. All right, that's it for me for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show and sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.